Hey, this is Mr. Antoine Royale. I think different, man. It's another segment, and I'm pretty excited because I'm working on a nonprofit organization. It's more work than I thought it would be, but it's fun. We're getting everything together. I got my partners, my members, my board. I'm still putting everything together as far as networking and marketing. Well, marketing and promo. The networking is pretty good. We have a few donators. We have some members. But it's unconditional and unconventional. So a lot of times you're going to hear me kicking quotes, and I might say it's unconditional and unconventional. That's the way I think. That's the way I give. That's the way, because it's all about love for me, but it's about tough love, and I feel like that's absent. So it's unconditional love, but it's unconventional because it's truth. It's honesty. It's integrity. The things that we lack in today's time. So one thing I'm doing, we starting off with a book bag drive. Then we're going to do the food drive, the clothing drive. Unconditional and unconventional. I'm sorry, I get tongue-tied. Unconditional and unconventional is basically a nonprofit referral program. So we tie in with a lot of major nonprofits, and we help them get volunteers and members and charities and donators. And for people that want to volunteer and donate, other businesses that want to get their name and everything goes big, we come up with a plan and we get them, we tie them into big people. So we're just like a third party company that's referring and connecting everybody free of charge. If we do charge a fee, it's something minimum, like a charitable donation for getting, if you have your own nonprofit, we're doing commercials and advertising, digital promotion. Like, we'll set up all that for you as far as your business is concerned. So if you volunteer, you give a charitable donation, and we'll run that by you. So everything, and we'll work with your company for as long as we need to. So you might, with a couple dollars or a small, donation, we can help you out. We help other businesses, we do it as well, but it's all for the charitable donations, and I specialize in emotional wellness. So I think different is a nonprofit organization, and unconditional and unconditional, I don't want to say it twice, unconditional and unconventional is a program that's ran through, it's like a project that's ran through, I think different. And that's the me giving out and doing everything I need to do to tie people in. And then I have two other nonprofits that I'm working on, one for the young teen men and one for divorced and separated women. And we're going to get these young men to grow up to be kings and know how to, like, we're just doing everything as far as emotional wellness and mental health. I think that's very important in the community. So I'm going through that little program. Then I have one for the divorced and the separated women that needs emotional wellness. So we're going to do this one at a time. I have like a 5-year plan, and hopefully within the third or fourth year, we'll have that thing rocking to the moon. And it can be national. And that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking international, but right now, just the short-term goal is national. I think pretty big. So I work very hard. I work harder than most. I do more research than most people that have businesses and take their time and procrastinate, because for me, my vision is so big, so to much given, much is required. Hopefully y'all can see, well, if y'all don't see the vision, y'all see the vision, in due time, because this vision statement, I have a vision board for everything that I do, a personal vision board. I have a vision board for certain endeavors and ventures, because I know a lot of us, a lot of times, we have so much that we want to do, especially creative people. Like, we're all over the place. And the one thing is hard for us to stick to one thing long enough for it to take off sometimes. So we have to learn how to discipline ourselves and focus on one thing at a time. When we get that down pat, we have like vision board. Well, I know me, I have vision boards for everything. So even if I'm in a mode to say, all right, I'm going to be in a real estate, if I'm feeling like a real estate investor, then I put a vision board up of my process. I have a vision board for my process from start to like a collage from bottom to the top. Everything's like a pyramid. So everything from the start off and what I'm building level to level and what I want to see, the goal at the top of the pyramid. And that's my vision for myself, the goal for the company and everything else. And sometimes I may want to be a ghostwriter or something like that, or when I have my publishing company going, and I may have a vision board for where I'm going to start, where I'm trying to be within the next 6 to 12 months, and then everything after that. And it's a pyramid. So after that, you know, you write down, you get intricate. So after you write down your major goal, the big vision, you write down where you're going to start and the levels to it in the 6 to 12 months. So 3 to 6 months, like, you got to have a time plan. So after the time plan, then you can create the intricate things that you need to do. Like, what's the first step for this level, first step for that level, and this level can get you to that level. So you got to play chess. Excuse me, you have to play chess, not checkers. So I'm going to be kicking a lot of game as far as what I do, what I specialize in, and how to get people to do the same things, because it's unconditional, but it's unconventional. So if you're doing something stupid or doing something that don't make sense, I'm gonna let you know. But right now, it's unconditional, unconventional. My project, my nonprofit, the book bag drive is coming up. We'll give you the dates. We're tying in with a lot of people, man. I don't know, get with me later on. Maybe it's me. I think different.